Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging that walk of faith, encouraging the process of that walk, knowing that you are growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth, that as you apply the Word of God, as you apply the application of the Word and live it every single day by faith and obedience unto the Lord, you are growing, you are changing, you are becoming even the more as He is, and you are becoming that light that someone else sees and is able to draw to, able to live thereby, be encouraged by, see the greatness and the goodness of God demonstrated through you. This walk that we're talking about, this there process, is an Abraham walk. It's a walk of faith. When God told Abraham to go there and I will show you there, it began the process of growing his faith, building his faith, allowing him to see what he could not see in the natural but in the spiritual, and to believe it by faith and obtain it by faith. And what he saw was Jesus coming through the generations to save, to redeem, to set free God's people. So he held on to that promise and walked that promise out. The Bible says in the book of Galatians that if we have the faith of Abraham, then we are the seed of righteousness in Christ Jesus, and every promise of God belongs to us. We have it because we believe and see it as Abraham saw it. So therefore, this there place that we're going through is a faith walk that grows us, that matures us, that stretches us, that causes us to be even more as Christ is, and to know our God, to know who He is. And as we go through life, and God uses everyday situations to move, to bring us to the place of refining, we see the demonstration and the manifestation of His word, His life, and His truth. We have been in the book of Proverbs this entire year, it seems like, and God is still teaching us things in the book of Proverbs. And that book is meant for wisdom. It is meant to teach us how to act in every situation, how to be skillful, because it is the wisdom of God downloaded into Solomon's mind. God gave it to him because he wanted to know how to lead God's people. So he asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom and wealth. So we understand that when we gain wisdom, we get a wealth of the Spirit, a knowledge and information and insight that we did not have before, to be skillful in every situation. We not know how to act in solving all problems and handling certain situations and handling relationships and what to say and how to act. But when we study the book of Proverbs along with the word of God, we receive the wisdom that is necessary for us to act and be skillful corporately, individually, in our family, in our community, in ministry, and all that we do. We have the wisdom of God there, as the Holy Spirit is there with us as a very present help. And we need that. So we're going to go back to the book of Proverbs, and we're going to talk about our thoughts for a little bit. Talk about our thoughts. And we want to know that our thoughts are aligned properly, that our thoughts are in the right place, in the right coming out the right way. Proverbs 12:5 says that the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. And the thinking of principled people, this is what it's talking about, make just decisions, make right decisions. But the plots of the degenerate are corrupt. In other words, there are people who you would say that maybe on your job, maybe someone that you know, a colleague, a friend, a college buddy, or girl that you know, and when you, before you became a Christian, to you they were wise, but now that you are a believer, when you hear their wisdom, when you hear what they say, it doesn't align to the way of life that you now live. It doesn't align to how God wants to live and what God wants for you. So you have to understand that there's the balance of what we, how we move and operate, and what we think. Our thoughts do matter, and they are important. And how we think about things and how we handle things, God wants us to use His word so that we won't be deceived. The thoughts of people determine what they say, what they do, what doors they open, how they treat or handle certain things. So even your thoughts and your words have to align, because as you think it, so it is. So you shall become it. So you will manifest it. So you want even your thoughts to be that which is righteous and pure, that leads you in the right path in the right direction, that handles things in the proper way. The words of the wicked, of a wicked person, are like a deadly ambush, because their words, their thoughts are not aligning to your righteousness. They're not aligning to your walk. They're not aligning to the will of God. And that's not to say that you're supposed to go around and never listen to your boss, who may not be a believer, or someone else. It's just saying that when it comes to the direction of your life, how you lead your life, the way that you handle the problems in your life, the way that you handle things concerning your relationships, your family, your finances, and other things with integrity, it has to align with the word of God. How they handle things and the way they do things are not righteous. It's how they feel. It's by their emotions. It's by what they think or what they choose to believe is right. And there are certain things that we have to allow the word of God to be the measuring rod for our lives. We already know what the word says about certain things, and we are to guide and live our life in the guidance of those of the word of God, and not on counsel of people. It's always okay to have an affair. Oh, it's okay to steal. Oh, it's okay to cheat on your taxes. Oh, it's okay to do this and that. We have to use the wisdom of God when it comes to those things. We know what the word says. So we want our thoughts to be the alignment that looks like righteousness, so that our feet, our paths will follow that. Proverbs 15 and 26 says, "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words." Proverbs 15 and 26. That's what we're looking at, Proverbs 15 and 26. Now, we have to understand that God want our thoughts, because Jesus even said, "Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus." So he wants us to have a mind and thoughts that are righteous. He wants us to have a mind that that is always guided by the word and the will of God. And we have to command our mind sometimes to align to the word, because our mind can race all different ways. But the Bible lets us understand that we are no longer pulled, or we are no longer subject to the animal impulses of our flesh, of our old way. So now that we're in Christ, we command our mind, we command our body, we command ourselves to align and not be driven by every impulse or every whim of doctrine or everything that comes our way. We're supposed to be stable and balanced, and we're supposed to wisely look at it through righteousness, through the word of God, and adequately apply the word and adequately live the word according to what God is saying. And that requires us to be disciplined. That requires us to just not just bounce with everything that's moving, that to sit and think and say, "God, what is it that you want? What is your word saying? What do you will? How would you have me act? How would you have me to move in this? How would you have me to respond to this?" Okay, so many of the Proverbs, when we look at it, focus on what God hates. It focuses on the things that displeases God. And evil thoughts are despised by God, because evil thoughts are always thinking of ways that are against the word and the will of God. It's always thinking of something that is not in line with God's word and God's will. So we want to make sure that our thoughts, even though they're private, even though we think no one else can see them, God can. And what happens with our thoughts is the manifestation of what we do, of how we act. It is what we think about. The Bible says that God's thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours. And what he's thought about us is the place of expected end, which lets us know that even his thoughts are powerful enough to manifest something. That lets us understand that our thoughts are powerful enough to manifest something. If we desire something, think about it, ponder on it, and put that on the throne of our heart and be diligent on that, we will manifest that. We will walk in that. If you continue to walk in lust and think about lust constantly, there will be an opportunity. The enemy will present an opportunity for you to act on what you've been thinking about. The Bible says that Job feared something was going to happen in his life. And that fear, that thought, what he feared, what he thought about, manifested in the fact, in the thing that the enemy came to God. And when he came, he said, when God called him, when he came, he said, "Job serves you for stuff." So what he feared, the thought that he had, manifested. So we want to make sure that we do not allow wicked thoughts and wicked ways to manifest in our lives. We want to make sure that our lives aligns with the with thoughts that are righteous. Think on these things that are pure, these things that are holy, these things that are good. We want to make sure we do that. We want to pray that our words and our heart, that the meditation of those things are the thoughts that are acceptable in the sight of God. We want that. We desire that. That's what we push for. So we want to make sure there's an alignment, that manifestation of our thoughts that honors God, and that we someone else can look at our lives and say, I appreciate the God that you serve, because life shows in a greater dimension, and that's what we want. We don't want anything to try to make us look like we're not trying to honor God anyway. And we understand that we're not perfect, but we have to choose to do it God's way, because the Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked. The Lord smashes, so to speak, the pretensions or the thoughts of the arrogant. He doesn't want to hear that. He stands with those who have a stand of righteousness, a stand of godliness, and that's what he stands with. He stands with us because we're striving to be more and more like him. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. And that is Proverbs 16:3. And that's good to me because it says, put God in charge of your works. Put God in charge of your works, and what you're planning, what you're going to do, he's going to make happen. He's going to make those what you put him in charge of, what you allow him to be in charge of in your life, and what you're planning, it's going to take place because you put God in charge of it. You've allowed God to be the Lord of it. You've acknowledged him in all of your ways. You're saying, I need you. I need your guidance. I need your hand. I need you to speak. I need you to help me. And when we commit ourselves, commit our role, commit our work, commit what we want to the Lord, to the care of the Lord, when we do that by trusting God with our diligence, it basically frees us up from being preoccupied with problems and with things that pull us away from trusting him, to the place where we said we trust him to handle it. And in doing that, God fixes it. He works it out for good. He allows us to rise and be successful in that, because we have a covenant promise that says that whatever we commit our hands to or put our hands to, he's going to cause it to succeed. He's going to make good success happen to it. Well, that's because we put him first. We've acknowledged him. We said, God, we need you in this. Is this your will? Is your way? If it is, God bless this. Cause us to change and manifest. Cause us to succeed. Cause us to bear much fruit. Cause us to look like you. Let someone's life be changed by this. Not, you know, because when you start saying plans, even your plans for your house is not necessarily for you. It's for your family. So you're putting God first over what your family needs, over what your family desires. And so it's not a selfish ambition. It is something that says, God, you've trusted me with this family. Now I'm asking you to help me bless this family, work the plans that I have so that my family will know you and serve you and obey you, but see your goodness. If it's on that job, if it's in your business, if it's in the church, if it's in the health benefit. And in doing so, he's gonna bless it. But even if it's, Lord, help me to do this. He's going to do it because you want it for his glory. It's not about you gaining stuff just for you to say, I'm big, I'm this. You're saying, Lord, I acknowledge you as the Lord and the King over my life, and I want your blessings. And in doing so, he's going to do the rest. Proverbs 21:5 says, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. But to everyone that is hasty, only to what? Wanted. What is wanted? And we don't want that. We want to be diligent over the things of God, as I said before, and that goes along with the Proverbs that I just read. We want to be diligent. We don't want to move hastily. Proverbs 24:9 says, the thoughts of the foolish is a sin. The scorner is an abomination to men. And we don't want to be even named among that, aligned with that, thinking like that, having those thoughts or any way, shape, or form. We want everything we do to look and act like God, to be like God, and have his blessing. That is all the time we have for today, dealing with thoughts. We're going to come back tomorrow, speak a little bit more on thoughts, but then we're going to start thinking about talking about the Proverbs dealing with security or surety. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Make sure that you give God praise for all that he's doing in your life and worship him and be thankful. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.